My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, let's hit this, and this is an important one here. I said important. This used to be a great holiday weekend. Labor Day weekend used to be a great circle the calendar.
Is it not anymore?
I feel like it's kind of lost some of its luster.
Huh.
I don't know if it's because school now starts the second week or earlier in August, and or maybe it's because college football or whatever. Like, Labor Day weekend used to be like, dude, Labor Day weekend, what are you doing? Let's go here. Let's do that. I don't know. It must be the school thing. Are y'all feeling that, or is it just me?
I think you might be aging out of it. I feel like that's what it is.
It's not aging out. I mean, I'll fully acknowledge that when I do age out of certain things. I just feel like it's... How much buzz has there been about Labor Day weekend around here?
It's funny you said that. I actually ran across a poll that was pretty much talking about Labor Day coming up, and that's not even the top holiday to barbecue now. I think it's like third on the list.
It used to be.
Yeah.
And it used to like mark the end of the summer. Like, okay, Labor Day weekend, summer's over, one more big, you know, whatever you're going to do, go to the lake or whatever, and then school starts the next week.
Oh, wow. Okay, look, we got Joseph on the YouTube saying, I think I'm with Lopez on that Labor Day feeling.
It's weird.
832 on the text line says they're working Labor Day. So, okay, maybe you're right. For me,
some people look at the 4th of July first.
Yes.
Memorial Day. And Labor Day.
That's always felt like the order for me personally, but maybe I'm just, I don't know. But with Labor Day, another day off, right? Like, I'm just, can I find a pool to be at? Can I find somebody barbecuing or cooking out? And and honestly, I just am not, I don't have as many folks in the area that I can lean on to do that just yet. But like, if I was in my element, I'd be at a pool and, in front of somebody's grill.
But it used to be more than just another 3-day weekend.
Yeah, I think it used to be kind of like a end to the summer part.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's just like, all right, just that last time we could grill and then school and work. And there's no other holiday until like Thanksgiving, I want to say, like a official holiday like that.
I also wonder if...
Wow, Halloween slander. I see you.
I also wonder if college football, now so easy to access and now all over, you know, our devices and television and all that, people are like, I'm gonna stay home, maybe barbecue, but I'm watching ball, you know?
Yeah, it's tough.
Maybe so.
Watch this.
I don't think I'm gonna cook anytime soon.
Come on now.
Are you a cooker?
I'll cook a little bit. Like, I'm not gonna pretend like I'm a chef or anything. Like, I do anything super incredible, but I can handle my own if I need to. And so, I mean, look, it is the more efficient way of getting things done.
Cheaper.
Although, look, man, barely. Everything's pricey out here, to be completely honest, but it's also pricey to eat around. However, right, getting to Houston, one of the things I love about Houston, is a food city that rivals some of the food cities of the world that people talk big about. And so, like, I was talking with Aaron last night. Like, mm-hmm. I think Chicago gets, like, one of those big raps as a food city. I'm like, Houston can go at Chicago.
You go toe-to-toe.
Right, can go toe-to-toe in that way. And so, with that being the case, returning to Houston, the question I've asked, and you guys have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
When I catch somebody, I'm like, hey, what's some spots I need to hit up? And right now, I have a running list in my phone.
Good.
That is deep. And I'm like, even if I just ate at one place a day, I'm not cooking for another few weeks. And we learned that our new friend, or at least my new friend, I don't know about how deep y'all were with Robert Woods.
Oh, he's our friend.
Bobby Trees.
All right. I thought we already figured that out. But apparently he's a foodie. And he expanded the list. You guys expanded the list. I don't think I'm going to be cooking.
He actually did a good job. Everything we was throwing out, he was like, I've been there. I've been there. It was maybe like two things he never tried, but he's been to everything.
And
man.
Yes, 337, I make jollof rice. I'm not as good at making jollof rice just yet. It will come with time. But, you know, the basics. I handle the basics.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Watch this. These are my confessions. Man, so we was at the season premiere yesterday, and for those who don't know, I'm not a gambler. I don't bet money on anything. Mm-hmm. I would go in the casino just for the buffet. That's it. I'm not really a slot guy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But our boss gave us some tickets, some money coupons or whatever it was. I was sitting there lost like a little puppy, man. I'm like, what do I do with this?
What were you playing?
So I ended up playing blackjack. That's my confession. The only thing I know how to play in the casino for real.
That's cool.
Is blackjack.
Blackjack's a great way to spend time in a casino.
Yeah. Nah,
you can cook on blackjack.
It's cool, but I don't know anything about poker, craps, or the other stuff they play, Russian roulette.
Close enough.
Yeah. Man, I felt so lost, man. I'm like, man, maybe I need to learn poker, learn a couple things,
there's
man.
There's only one way to learn. Keep going, baby.
Poker is actually pretty easy, especially with a lot of the online poker that you can do.
And without even having to learn. You learn with your phone.
Yeah, I actually learned how to play blackjack on. This was back in the day when computers didn't really have games, and the games that came on the computer was like solitary. Yep. And some had blackjack. That's how I learned how to play blackjack. But the only card games I know how to play was Tunk. I know how to play spades.
Of course. So you got my two in a possible reference earlier then, right?
Yeah.
The text board was asking about that.
Yeah, too. I wanted to make sure. Did you get it, John?
I didn't know. It went right over my head.
You don't play spades?
Good. Not in years.
But you have played it before?
Oh, yeah. I used to be pretty with my brothers. We used to play spades when I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never thought of kids playing spades.
No, we played spades all the time.
We used to play in high school.
And dominoes. We played a lot of dominoes.
Yeah, I bet you did. One of the things I love about blackjack is like, it feels like a relatively low stress environment. Everybody at the table is like kind of rooting for each other because we're all going against the dealer. Now I was like, I kind of maybe want to play poker, but actually I don't last night because I was like, one thing I don't want to be at odds with any of these people in here. Yeah, that's not where I'm trying to be at all.
The one game that really intrigued me that I kind of wish I knew how to play was like craps or shooting dice.
You came to the right man.
You came to the right place. I grew up with homies that used to shoot dice on the corner a lot.
Shooting dice is a fun time.
It was always so cool, but it never ended
I got,
bad.
I got
exactly. Exactly.
I actually seen somebody.
No, it's not. Well, I'm not playing again in the alley.
I know that, but
it would take me back to that place. Yeah, you know, yeah. That flashback.
I was around somebody that actually got shot.
I believe it.
Dice game.
I believe it.
It went left and got shot and went in his pocket.
Craps.
So I'm like, man.
Dude, I got books at my home at my house that I've read about. I've been playing for 35 years, almost exclusively. I can play a little craps. Hell, I won almost $5,000 in Vegas when we went for the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Playing craps. And that's not a brag because I've lost a lot more. but I'm just saying, I love that game. And to what Reggie was talking about, it truly is the only game in the casino. Because even blackjack, you can get mad about how the guy next to you is playing his cards.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
how he took your king or
that's
whatever.
Right, yeah.
Craps is the only one where, by and large, everybody's pulling for them each other.
I always think about that episode of The Fresh Prince where Will Smith was I think he was at the craps table or something like that. And everybody like, go Will, go Will.
Or Rush Hour 2 when they ended up in the casino and Chris Tucker was acting a fool? Yeah, man.
Speaking of last night. Watch this. I might have come to this conclusion well before last night, but it sort of just solidified itself today. I was telling Figgy in the hallway, I am so cool with being a weekday lightweight now. I'm like completely
washing machine.
I am completely at peace with being a weekday washed social person.
A weekday, W-E-A-K?
Yeah,
weekday?
W-E-A-K.
I'm
totally comfortable with it. Because last night, I think I went back and thought about it when I was talking to Figgy. I think I had 3 vodka tonics and a glass of wine. But that was over like 4 hours. So when I walked out of there, I didn't even feel it. You know, I was cool. But then I got home and I watched the end of the Colorado game. And then I watched a little bit of the Sports Center. And the next thing I know, it was like 11:30, 11:15, 11:30. And I went to bed and I woke up this morning. I was like, dude, I am so washed up. I wasn't even drunk. I just had a few drinks.
And you felt it?
And then I stayed up a little later than usual. And I woke up like, where's the coffee, man? Like, where's the coffee? It wasn't hungover. It's just like.
You weren't at 100, though.
I'm a weekday lightweight. And I'm totally at peace with that.
Yeah, that's funny. That's something that's funny that you mentioned. Because it sounds like our guy Figgy might be a little bit of that, too.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I'm the same way. So I had a couple drinks too. I had like 3 glasses of wine, and I had like a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, whenever I drink like that, not get drunk, but drink, I get home and I be wide awake.
I
lay in the bed and can't really go to sleep. So I'm like, let me edit my little social media video since I'm up. I ain't go to sleep till like 1:30, man.
Oh.
I was just up, man. I don't know if it was just like an exciting night where I'm still kind of...
Well, you get kind of adrenaline, yeah.
Yeah, but I was up, man. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I was so excited for today. You want to know why?
Why is that?
The weekend, Labor Day weekend, obviously, college football getting going in earnest, right? Mm-hmm. Not this week zero stuff, which, you know, it is what it is. It gets you to where you need to be.
Yeah.
But we get this going in a real way. And what makes all of that even more exciting is in my Houston apartment,
mm-hmm,
today is the day when I get the 3 TV set.
Oh, hell. Nice.
And so this weekend I get to be a full glutton.
Dang.
A full sicko. And just football into my eyeballs all Saturday.
We've lost Reggie. Like.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's going to be a problem.
So what's the TV setup? Like, what's the size of the TVs? You got 3 TVs.
3 55-inch TVs. So I don't go the way Sean like goes. Sean goes one big TV and then 2
flex.
Smaller TVs. I go with 3 TVs all the same size.
I like that.
Straight across. It looked like a Buffalo Wild Wings.
I like that, man.
And, you know, what it affords me is, you know, I can kind of have a game over here, I can play a video games during the course of this. Mm-hmm. I can have an Astros game on or different things that maybe have different levels of intrigue for me where I can peek over very easily without having to flip the channel. Or on a game day, like a college football game day, when you hit noon and you got 3 games on,
mm-hmm,
3 games across. Or even NFL football Sunday is where it's really fun for me because I'll get red zone on one.
Yeah.
And then you know how you have your 2 local games. 2 local games on, unless it's obviously Texans. Then I could do something where I like doing this. I'll go red zone on one, just, you know, off the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have both of the games on the same channel, but one of them on a delay, like 20 seconds. So I always have instant
like
replay.
The press box.
Constant instant replay.
It's like the press box where you watch it on the play on the field, then you look up and see it again.
Yeah, that's perfect. I like the way they got that, man. Yeah, where you can watch the play live, and then you look up and watch the play again. It's perfect.
And you're right, Tommy Dang. Nice to be single. That's right. As I master my domain for the time being.
I could not get away with that.
I will never go back.
I got to wait till I get a house and get a man, little man cave that's to right. do that. I cannot do that in our living room.
Yeah, but for the time being, 3TV lifestyle, we're back and it feels so good. There you go, some confessions here in Loop Sports Radio 610, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Appreciate you guys hanging out. Speaking of college football, let's talk about it. The college football week one schedule began last night. Talk a little bit about that and how will college football change and affect you over the course of this weekend and the course of this season. We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.